The listening area of Mater Dei Radio reaches from down south in Eugene, Springfield, all the way north into Clark County, Washington. And so does our Parish of the Week program. We are excited to go north of the Columbia River into Vancouver. This week's Parish of the Week, St. John the Evangelist. And joining me today to talk a little bit more about what makes St. John the Evangelist an amazing place to grow in faith, it is their pastor, Father Timo Ramirez. Also joining us is the Director of Pastoral Ministries, Jesse Sanchez Guzman. Father Timo, thanks so much for being with me today.
No, thank you, Brenda, for inviting us. You know, my English is not good, but I'm going to try to do my best, okay?
Oh, you know what? That is all God ever asks us to do, is to do our best. You know, with your example, Father, we will continue and get up and try our best this morning as well. Father Timo, life is a journey, and God, He knows the path, even though we don't always know where we are going to end up. For you, Father, your life started out in a different country and eventually led to St. John the Evangelist in Vancouver. Would you please introduce us to our listeners and tell us a little bit about how you came from Mexico to join the community there at St. John the Evangelist?
Of course. I was born in a little town in Mexico. Its name is La Barca, Jalisco. And I belong to the Archdiocese of Guadalajara. And I was in several towns and cities in Guadalajara, the Archdiocese, before to come here. And obviously, I was in the seminary before. I have 51 companions. We got the ordination together, and we are a big number, thanks to God. And even some of us, my companion Alfredo Velázquez, was here in St. John the Evangelist before I, after to work and do my ministry in Guadalajara. I came here, and I was before in L.A., in California, and then I came here to enjoy this beautiful place. I was in Chehalis and then in Skagit Valley. And now, thanks to God, I'm here working with this beautiful community.
Father Timo, I know that the parishioners there at St. John the Evangelist are so excited to have you, but that is quite a big difference, especially culturally, coming from Guadalajara and then into Los Angeles and then into the Pacific Northwest. Kind of share with me a little bit about your parish there, St. John the Evangelist in Vancouver, about what are really some of the special things you see that is lived out every day, both in the ministry and the people who come to the church every single day.
Each day is a challenge, not only for me, it's for everybody. Each is a challenge, but at the same time, each day is a new blessing. Something difficult for me is the language barrier. I need to do some things in different moment and different time with each community. And when I get more English, then can do everything together, because going to be easy for me to speak in Spanish and in English at the same time.
Well, Father Timo, for those of us who only speak English, I am amazed at how well you are able to handle both languages well. I mean, you think about Christ suffering, and there are all kinds of suffering in the world, and you are doing an amazing job accepting what God has laid before you, so that way the people there at St. John the Evangelist can grow in faith. If you are just tuning in, Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week is St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Vancouver. Father Timo Ramirez is joining us today. He is their pastor, to talk a little bit more about what makes St. John the Evangelist a great parish to be. Also joining us today is Jesse Sanchez Guzman. She is the Director of Pastoral Ministries as well. And just share with us a little bit more about, you know, there are challenges in the Archdiocese of Seattle. We have been talking about these parish families. St. John the Evangelist, you are a parish family with several others. How is it that, you know, that process is going so that way the needs of all of the parishioners are being met by the staff, deacons, and priests?
So I think the process is going. It's a journey. I believe it's a journey. It's a slow journey where we have to be patient with each other, to listen to each other's need and really take the time to understand where everyone is at and how we can better serve. So I would say it's a journey that we're excited about and we're looking forward to, but it is a journey that everyone has been very patient and we're grateful that we're willing to all travel together, next to each other and journey on to where the Holy Spirit is going to lead us to.
As we are part of this journey, so many people are growing in faith. Father, this Easter Vigil, it's such a beautiful opportunity as we see Catholics enter the faith and then also moving on to a confirmation, not just prior to that. Tell us a little bit about how many people decided, I am going to become full members of the Catholic faith because of St. John the Evangelist.
Well, the celebration was amazing. Thanks all the volunteers that helped me to do this special moment. It was an amazing celebration. This couple months ago, not only the Vigil Mass and the Easter Vigil, we have many, many people who's come to belong to our faith. And for example, the Bishop Schuster confirmed 154 youth and young adults. In May, 79 kids received the first absolution, and they received the Holy Eucharist. We have fruits in our community, thanks to God. This number of people who's received the sacrament was only here in this church, St. John the Evangelist, but in our family parish in St. Philip in Woodland and St. Mary Guadalupe in Richfield, and Sacred Heart and Battleground, many receive the sacraments to belong to our faith, to our church, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are a family, we try to be with all the church, with our new Pope Leo and the Bishop, our Bishop Etienne, we try to do this beautiful body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Father, just hearing those numbers, I am amazed. It is obvious that the Holy Spirit is moving at St. John the Evangelist. From what we have read too, 80 people elect and candidates entered the faith along with all of those confirmandes. They are becoming better Catholics because of all of the ministries and work that you and your staff do there at St. John's. So we are excited to honor St. John the Evangelist as our Parish of the Week. Congratulations, Father, to you and your staff. And Father, before we go today, will you offer us a prayer and your blessing?
Of course, of course. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, you know better than us our heart, and we trust in your confidence and your providence. Keep each of us in your heart and protect us and our families and relatives and friends. Help us to endure in your commandments and bless always your daughters and sons whose work in favor of our faith. Support them and comfort their hearts. We trust in the light of the Holy Spirit in our life and in the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your patience, and keep all of us in the path toward the heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Father Timo, thank you so much for joining us. Jesse, it is great to talk with you. God bless you all there at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church.